Admiral Radican, Chief of Defence Staff. Lovely to meet you today. I'm a journalist from Declassified UK. We've been trying for months to get answers about the Royal Air Force surveillance flights that you're sending over Gaza and the intelligence that you're sharing with Israel. Have you got any comment on those that you can give to us?
To a public accounts committee hearing, and I don't really have time for this conversation. Thank you.
I understand, but this is a matter of the gravest importance. Israel's Prime Minister is wanted by the International Criminal Court for war crimes. Are you going to tell the Public Accounts Committee how much these flights are costing the public, at the bare minimum? Do you have concerns about sharing intelligence with the Prime Minister of a country that's wanted by the International Criminal Court, Admiral? Is this why you joined the military, sir? Are you a disgrace to your uniform? Do you have trouble sleeping at night, seeing the images coming out from Gaza? We're here with Britain's most senior military official. He's on his way to Parliament, but he won't answer questions from the press about why the Royal Air Force has sent over 500 surveillance flights over Gaza since December 2023. He won't tell us how much those cost, even though he's going to a public accounts committee to talk about the defence budget. And he won't tell us why he keeps sharing intelligence with Israel, a country that's being investigated for genocide, a country whose prime minister is wanted for war crimes, including the crime of starvation, by the International Criminal Court. And we are being pushed away from him by armed police who are escorting him into Parliament. Why won't you answer these basic questions about what the Royal Air Force is doing over Gaza and the intelligence it's sharing with Israel? Do you routinely share intelligence with countries whose leaders are wanted for war crimes by the International Criminal Court, Admiral? Are you a participant in Israel's genocide, Admiral? Do you have blood on your hands, Admiral? What are you trying to hide about the intelligence that you've been sharing with Israel? So that was Admiral Radican, the Chief of the Defence Staff, Britain's most senior military officer, who's just gone into Parliament behind me to answer questions from the Public Accounts Committee about the defence budget. But he won't answer questions from MPs and from the press about how much the Royal Air Force has spent on over 500 surveillance flights over Gaza. And yet when we try and put these questions to Admiral Radican, we were being blocked there by the police.